As we mentioned earlier, evening news readers were not all enthusiastic about the new forecourt for electric vehicles, or EVs. Here are some of the online messages they sent in. Andrew Townsend said, "Very nice, and likely is the future. I'm sticking with dirty diesel till the bitter end." Kev O'Neill is not rushing to visit it. "Oh, good. An out-of-town recharging point with shops. I estimate that I won't be visiting there for quite some time, if ever." Raised eyebrows, doubts that his kids will be keen to go. "Let's take the kids to the garage for a day out. They will love it. Espresso all round." Lee Rathbone has been doing his arithmetic. "I just looked at the cost of electric vans, thinking of replacing my two diesel vans. Cost just under £80,000 each. Range a laughable 80 miles, so they say, and a top speed of 55 miles an hour. Leaving aside that they are three times the price of a diesel, both my vans cover 150 miles a day, which will mean three charges a day. I don't want to sit around waiting for my van to charge, but I certainly will not pay for my employee to sit around doing nothing." Dave Williams sees this as a marketing trap. The term captive audience comes to mind. Bit like the facilities at airport departure lounges. The passengers, drivers in this case, can go anywhere, so the operators provide tempting, overpriced places for them to spend their money. Can't fault that as a business plan, can you? I just hope they get enough customers to make it viable. But I have some doubts about that. Sue Briggs was a lone voice in favour of the new venture. "This is a good news story for Norwich. So much bitterness from people. What a shame they can't recognise this. I don't have an EV, but recognise they are a good idea and need decent infrastructure for users." But DC joined those who think this is only for the rich. EVs are unaffordable for the ordinary folk, and their so-called green credentials are a joke.
On a different subject altogether, Wendy Matthews of Little Plumstead wrote to the Evening News about a strange experience with Amazon. "Has anyone else experienced receiving unsolicited parcels from Amazon? I received one last week, a remedy for cats with stiff joints. I don't have a cat. After checking online and not finding a relevant section in the so-called help section, I went to online chat. They suggested I might have ordered it from one of my other accounts. I only have one. I said I was worried someone had hacked into my account. After ages of chat, they said keep the item and they would ensure I didn't receive any further unsolicited items. I said, what if a customer has paid for it but not received it? They sent an email to confirm this wouldn't happen again. Guess what? Got woken up early the next day when another huge parcel appeared. I said I hadn't ordered it and could he take it back? Went online chat again as their previous email offered no help at all. Again, spent ages, three different assistants asking the same questions over and over again. They swore I would get no further unwanted deliveries. Guess what? Another one arrived the day after. Apparently there's a scam involving Amazon called brushing. Anyone heard of it? What a waste of resources and packaging to be told just keep it or give it to charity. And lots of these goods could end up in the bin. Plus it's a pain with them knocking on the door all the time and I don't have space to store their goods or the time to go to charity shops on their behalf. I think I'll go back to shops where you speak to a real human and get a handwritten invoice. Is online shopping progress or just a stressful waste of time?"
And Paul Davis, on behalf of the Committee for the Norwich Peace Camp and Peace Cycle, wrote to congratulate the Evening News on their support of the Ukrainian-speaking community in Norwich, which links to the next set of stories. I'm heartened to read how the Norwich Evening News is involved in supporting the Ukrainian-speaking community of Norwich and war refugees arriving in Norfolk and Waveney. Norwich Peace also wish to embrace the multicultural community, and we welcome refugees into Norwich from areas of the world torn apart by violence, poverty and war. Norwich Peace Camp Committee has no enemies, and we send out our message of peace and love to refugees arriving here. We welcome efforts of the European peace movement, Brussels, Madrid, Berlin, Paris and elsewhere, to encourage member states of the European Union to remain focused on the EU vision of peace building, a project that arose from the ashes of World War II. In times of brutality and amid the threat of nuclear war in Europe, it is to this spirit and logic of peace that we trust. And now here's Alison with the next group of news stories.